This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party today. Party's National Returning Officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was facilitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Naveen possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organizational work that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party. Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that for the past several months, from the smallest unit of the organization to the election of the national president, the entire process has been carried out in a completely democratic manner.
BJP एक संस्कार है, बीजेपी एक परिवार है, हमारे यहाँ मेंबरशिप से भी ज्यादा रिलेशनशिप होती है, बीजेपी एक ऐसी परंपरा है जो पद से नहीं प्रक्रिया से चलती, हमारे यहाँ पदभार एक व्यवस्था है और कार्यभार ये जीवन भर की जिम्मेदारी है, हमारे यहाँ अध्यक्ष बदलते हैं लेकिन आदर्श नहीं बदल.
The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has issued a notification declaring Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary, located in the Aravali mountain range, as an eco-sensitive zone. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, said that the declaration of the zone will not only help to conserve the area's flora and fauna, but will also support indigenous communities living in and around the sanctuary. Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albiraz will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a two-day official visit to India. Mr. Albiraz is scheduled to meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow morning. The Spanish minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The combined index of eight core industries, ICI, increased by 3.7% in December last year on an annual basis. The Commerce and Industry Minister said the production of cement, steel, electricity, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth last month. The eight core industries comprise over 40% of the weight of items included in the Index of Industrial Production. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rule 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plaza on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user-free compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection and discouraging user-free evasion on national highways. Road Transport and Highway Minister said these amendments will help NHAI in fostering transparent and technology-driven tolling systems. Union Minister of Communication Jyotiraditya Sindhya today reviewed the performance of BSNL for the third quarter of the current financial year in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister reviewed key quality of service parameters including mobile network availability and mean time to repair. He took note of the performance of several telecom circles that demonstrated significant quarter-on-quarter improvement in mobile-based transceiver station. Punjab has opened its first dog sanctuary in Ludhiana as the pilot project, which will be replicated across the state. Cabinet Minister for Local Government Sanjeev Arora, while inaugurating the sanctuary, said the initiative aims to reduce dog bite cases in the city and will operate as per the guidelines issued by Supreme Court. In Indonesia Masters Badminton, Indian shuttlers had a good start as Anmol Kharab and Akarshi Kashyap advanced to the women's singles main draw at the Istora Senayan today. That is the end of the news bulletin.